This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Hey, Shark fans, it's Melinda. Welcome to another episode of Heard It on the Shark. And today in Sun Bear Studio, I have with me Miss Delana Mapp, who is New Albany's Union County Development Association Director. Thank you so much, Delana, for driving over today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Delana, you're new to me. I've not met you before. Are you from New Albany?
I am not originally from New Albany. I'm actually from Plantersville. I grew up there. After getting married, my husband and I lived in Holly Springs for some time, and I wanted to move to a new place where we could get more involved, especially more involved with our church in Tupelo as well. So that's how we landed in New Albany, and we absolutely love it.
You have not been acting director for UCDA for very long, have you?
No, I just started in January.
Oh my goodness, so just a half of a year.
Yep.
All right, this is brand new to you. So you don't strike me as a person who waits very long to get started. So you tell me what you're doing.
Well, I just dove right in once I got in and wanted to see how I could make UCDA relevant again and get involved in the community as well. Done pretty much everything is a first time for me. I've been trying to make the paperwork efficient. I've been working on the website. That is actually up and running. It's not 100%, you know, me talking to you about being type one. It's not completely perfect, but, you know, it's getting there. I've been also working on the golf tournament that's coming up in October.
Yeah, people may not realize that when you do an office job, a lot of what you do is not all that fun or exciting, but you have to get it done. You have to get paperwork procedures in place. You have to get all of your social media sites and your website running correctly. That is job one in any business if it's not being done.
Yes, if you don't have logged who are members, then, you know, it's not a good day.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Okay, but let's talk about the fun thing. You've got a golf tournament coming up, so tell me everything about that.
Well, it's actually a fundraiser for a student scholarship. I'm hoping to give out or award two $2,500 student scholarships, one to a New Albany School District student and one from Union County. So they'll basically be able to submit a essay, and then our board will award each student.
Okay, and so the golf tournament is their team has to pay a fee to
yep.
do that. And do they win anything? Is it awesome?
Yes, I have the first place. It's going to be a two-man scramble. So first place is going to be $1,000. Second place, I think I put down $500, and then third place will be $100, I think. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay, so the teams can register now?
Yes, they can register now. They can go to our website under events and sign up there and see all the details of what's going to be going on.
Tell your website.
It is www.ucda-newalbany.com.
Now, Shark fans, of course, as always, I'll put all of the websites and contact information that Delana mentions during this interview into the show notes for when it becomes a podcast. Okay, now, Delana, you're a young person, you're relatively new to New Albany, and you have been plopped down in the middle of this job that is to help put New Albany first. So I know you've been going to some training. Tell about what you've learned.
Well, I have become a member of the Mississippi Economic Development Council. That's what it is, MEDC. The most recent one I've gone to is the Economic Leaders Forum, and that was really interesting because I got to meet a lot of leaders in these type of positions, and I've even seen leaders in other chambers. It's been really nice to learn from them and see what they're doing so that I can learn and implement that in New Albany.
Absolutely. One of the most important things that anybody in a position like you can have is the people that you know, because then you start stealing all their ideas, and you can call it anything. You can whitewash it any way you want to, but, you know, we all steal each other's ideas. And so what you're doing is networking and figuring out who you need to steal great ideas from.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's been a lot of networking, which has been really fun. You know, it's kind of a small community. All the trainings I've gone to so far, I've started to see the same people. So it's been nice to, you know, see a familiar face once you go to one of those, so you can see how they're doing, what they're implementing, the new strategies, things like that. It's been real fun.
Other than the golf tournament, which I know is a big ordeal to undertake, but beyond that, what are some of the goals that you have for UCDA?
One of the things I hope to get implemented are the workshops and networking events for business owners in the area that I hope to implement this year for our members, but if not, they will come into full swing next year.
You've got such a great team that you work with in New Albany. You have Miss Billie Jean, the Main Street Director for New Albany, and you guys work together daily, right?
Well, we kind of collaborate. You know, we just help each other out. A lot of people get our roles mixed up, which is understandable, but I like to say that our missions aligned and our values are geared toward the same thing, is making New Albany and Union County a great place to live and work and play.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's wonderful. And it is such a great place. You have such a wonderful museum there.
Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
Jill Smith is so great and Lee Thompson are so great, and they are always on the cutting edge of what should be going on.
Yes. When I get her flyers in the mail, she'll send out a little flyer if you are subscribed or, you know, a member of the museum, and you get a list or a little flyer thing in the mail that shows all the events that she has in the coming months, which I think is really awesome, and how active they are in providing events for all ages, really.
And your library system is so fantastic. Head librarian Cece Bullock, and she just does the most inventive things. You have the Tanglefoot Trail there, and she has incorporated that into what she does at the library. It's great.
Yes, it is awesome. I went there the other day just to check on them and see how they're doing, and she was so kind to just give me a little tour of the library, and it's so cute. If you go in, there's little bike helmets on top of the bookshelf. So I was like, this is so cute. And she showed me that we had a Mississippi room that had all authors and different Mississippi related things in a specific room once you walk in. It's really awesome. I love what they're doing there. They're always busy too. And I also love that you can rent a bike for the day from the library with your library card.
We could go on and on about New Albany. Now, if somebody wants to come and see you, Delina, where is your office?
We're also the Welcome Center. So we're open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and come by anytime and say hey. We are at 135 East Bankhead, and I honestly think I have the coolest office in New Albany.
In the old post office,
yes.
Right? It's
mm-hmm.
so beautiful.
It is.
Are you an organization that uses volunteer labor as well? Can people help out with volunteer hours?
Yes. Once a year, we have the Great American Cleanup, which we're always looking for volunteers for that. We just go out in the community and pick up trash and litter, but I'm hoping to maybe implement that a couple times a year. So that's one way. Another way to always stay up to date is to join our membership, because our members are always the first to know.
So once you're a member of UCDA, you get email updates and
yes,
such.
I'm also going to be starting up a newsletter that includes events and things like that are going on.
You are just one more fantastic woman in the New Albany women's team over there, because there's so many great women over there, and you just are one of the puzzle pieces, I bet.
Yes, I'm trying. I'm trying my best.
One more time, give us all of your contact information. How can people follow you? Since you've got all the social media updated, tell us the social handles.
Well, we had a Facebook before, and I've gotten really active on there. It's at NA Chamber on Facebook. And then we're also on Instagram now. It's UCDA_MS. And then we're also on Twitter as well. Same as Instagram, UCDA_MS.
And then your website again is UCDA-NewAlbany.com.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Okay. Yep.
And all of those will be in the show notes, so you can check those out and get involved in New Albany goings on. On a personal note, you told me before the interview started that you're a kitty mama, and so I want to hear about your cats that you have.
So I have two cats. One name is Pippin. He's 15 pounds. He's a big boy.
Oh my goodness.
And then we just got a kitten. Her name is Bunny. She's cute. She's like 8 weeks old, and we just got her. My husband let me get one reluctantly, but he finally caged and let me get a kitten.
So he's given up. He's going to be a cat person.
Yeah. And we also have a dog. His name is Juno, and he's 2.
No kids, but a lot of fur babies.
Lots of fur babies.
Delina, thank you so much for coming and talking to us about New Albany and telling us UCDA's part and the goals that you have coming up.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Shark fans, that's it for this edition of Heard It on the Shark. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 to find out what's going on from local community leaders. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for an interview or for access to this interview, check out our website at shark1023.com. And click on the interview tab. Keep it tuned to the Shark 1023 and have a great rest of the day.